What you're seeing with us at the moment are some experienced players here and there not getting a game due to form or preference, that some guys are just pushed for selection that deserve a game in front of them. And that puts pressure on some of those experienced lads to find their best. And then it creates opportunity for guys who are going to be important for our future.
Welcome back to Widewater Sports, Lee. That was Luke Beveridge explaining some of his rationale behind team selection this
week. Back yourself. If he's backing that rationale, then the proof will be in the pudding. It always is with decision makers. I mean, your decision making, the rationale of your decision, your hope is valid, but the results of your decision are going to be determine whether they were good or bad.
So bad proof against Essendon then?
No, it's too early. I mean, okay. This is a long-term thing. But right at the moment, they do look like they're a side. And he even said it himself. A lot of the more, not the bottom pallies, not the core of the team, but the players who might be getting a game, but they're in that sort of bottom half selected that have been around a while, they might be asked, they might be really a bit jittery. And I guess if you're going to go down the path that the Bulldogs and Luke Beveridge is enunciating, then you're going to have some jittery players. Like Jack McRae, it was interesting to me. He came back into the side, obviously, after being left out. And he just looked uncertain with ball in hand. He just didn't look like the same player he was a year or two ago, because your confidence gets knocked around.
Definitely.
When all of a sudden, you know, you kind of used to be cool. The greatest myth in football is that the insecurity of your position makes you play better. It makes you play worse.
Gee, that's interesting.
The first thing you have to do...
So getting dropped doesn't sharpen you up.
Doesn't sharpen you up. It makes you question yourself. And people say, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. And that'll happen. But the first step a really good player has to do is become a permanent member of the team. So I'm not worried about team selection. I'm just worried about playing well. If I'm in the back of my mind worrying about team selection, don't tell me that's good for your form.
But so doesn't that fly in the face of what some coaches, like it looks to me, Lee, I might be wrong here, but that people like Caleb Daniel, people like Bailey Dale have been thrown into the twos or made the sub to say, hey, we think that you're not near your best. This will help you get back to your best.
Well, I'm not sure. It depends. I mean, if they're doing that because they're saying this, that the other players who came in, what, Oscar Baker, Gallagher, yep, I'm just thinking
Tyson
names,
Bramble.
Right?
Yep. Yeah,
but Bramble, guys, what, they've been knocking the door down at reserve level, according to what you'd think Luke Beveridge is saying, and therefore they've earned their spot more than the guys who were core players in the team. All I'm saying is it's hard yakka for core players who all of a sudden get into the fringe of the team, let alone can't get in the team. All I'm saying is that fighting for your position in the team, to me, has always been a myth. That doesn't make you play better. It makes you play anxious and insecure, and you kind of and it knocks your confidence around, bottom line. I mean, particularly if you've been there. If you've been a core player and you've dropped out, it's one thing for a young guy trying to find his way into being a core player. That's a different kettle of fish.